from the palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the internet, overlooking the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time it is where you are, we are glad that you have joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by CheapLubes.com. That's CheapLube.com, your one-stop shop for all your personal lubrication needs.
What was that again?
CheapLubes.com. Check them out on the internet, and don't forget to use the checkout code DI Plus. And buy the brand new 2012 Ford Focus with Microsoft Sync, which I am sporting around in Connecticut this week. Thank you very much, Ford. All right, so good afternoon, good evening, whatever it may be. Hi, I'm Daniel, and I'm joined by Adam in Arkansas.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
And a very special guest, fresh from her trip to Las Vegas, where we already miss her, and soon to be the co-host of the new Weepycast coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Nessa.
Hello.
Hi, Nessa.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
What most people don't know, I think the only person that would know is Veritable Virgo, but on the very last night of Pride 48, I went upstairs in the podcasting suite to say goodbye to Nessa, and we both just sat there and cried.
Did you really?
Yeah, we were both just like little weepy girls, just sitting there crying.
You are much weepier than I imagined you being,
but I know.
Before I met you in person, because like normally when we're just recording or something like that, you're
an asshole,
your normal
right?
Snarky assholeish self, and then
right.
You know, we get you in Vegas, you know, in front of everyone, and you just start bawling all over the place.
I know.
And Nessa,
it's sad, isn't it?
And we get Nessa in a room with a bunch of bags in Vegas, and she gets so drunk she can't feel her face. So, you know, I mean, you learn stuff about people when you go to Vegas, evidently.
This is true. Nessa, just to clarify, you can now feel your face, right?
I can now feel my face. Thank you.
Awesome. So did you have a good time in Vegas? I know I did.
I want to go back. I'm already like, let's go. It was so fun. Such a good time.
Well, I can tell you a little inside information if you want.
That would be awesome.
Now, this is just between you and me. I think we're about 90% sure it's going to be the same weekend next year. We're waiting to hear back from Arthur on the exact dates that he will be coming over. But it's kind of looking like it's going to be about the same dates, like September 14th in that area next year. So,
cool.
But we will absolutely announce the real date on the November 7th State of the Station thing. Wow, I just feel like I'm really low energy. You know what? I'm sitting in a crappy hotel room in Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, I'm sitting in my apartment pissed off.
Why are you pissed off?
Well, at the world. Well, stupid things. It's really stupid things. The other night, so I went to Wendy's, and I'm just going to start because I just want to start. And I'm in a pissy mood. But it's
right.
An energetic pissy mood. So.
Right, hold on. Before you start, though, let me just advise Nessa. See, normally what happens is he like goes on and bitches and stuff, and you just interrupt him. So if you need to interrupt him, just go ahead and interrupt him.
Yeah, gotcha. At your own peril. So I go to – so first of all, I should be dieting because I've totally been off my diet since I got
Jesus
back from
– Christ.
Are you kidding me?
No, you know what happened? When I went to Vegas, and I don't want to hear anything about how much I weigh, but I'm just going to tell you a difference in weight. When I went to Vegas, I was about 139, 140 pounds because I had been working my ass off. Okay.
My ass weighs 140 pounds.
I was going to say, this is like a new game. I weigh 2 atoms. How many atoms do you weigh?
I'm going to confess something right now. One of the reasons that I'm really in a bad mood this week is because I started getting back. Don't anyone tell my parents, please. I started getting back on the website that I occasionally get on to make extra money, mainly mm-hmm. just to make me feel better about myself. And nobody is fucking like talking to me. Not even am I not getting private shows. People are not even speaking to me. They're leaving the room. My maximum is like 3 or 4 people. It's horrible. It's like I've totally lost it. The funny thing is, in person, people think I'm really cute. So I don't know what – I mean, I've changed the lighting. I've done all this stuff and still –
All right. Wait. Adam.
Yes?
The kind of people that are going to pay to go to a video site to watch young men masturbate or otherwise perform for them. Do you really think these are the same kind of folks that you ran into in Vegas that told you to your face that you were cute?
Well, no, but I mean,
I'm just saying, maybe, you know, consider your audience.
Well, anyway, so I don't, you know, so I've been feeling a little bit low self-esteemish because, you know, no one, I did get a 7-minute show last night, but Jesus, it took so much work. But anyway.
So no one does anything. Oh, but I did get a 7-minute show last night.
7 minutes is nothing, first of all. There's a guy, and I know for a fact there's a guy on there. He's really muscular, of course, and I'm not. But there's a guy on there that earns like $1,500 to $2,000 a week on the same site.
Adam.
Yes.
You can't compare yourself to somebody who looks completely different than you.
Right.
To somebody that's hotter than me? Is that what you're saying?
No, no.
I think you're cute as a button. I want to put you in my pocket, but I'm not your target audience, obviously.
Correct. Right. I believe his target audience in this case is anyone who has a credit card that is willing to spend it.
Well, anyway, I shouldn't have even brought that up because now everybody's going to know
that.
No, you
shouldn't. Yep. Now I'm going to make fun of you about it.
And so anyway, I'm already, so this is just all that to say, last week, I didn't exercise at all after I got back from Vegas because I thought I'm going to take a break. I looked pretty good for the Vegas trip and I don't have anything coming up where I have to look great anytime soon. So I'm going to like go off my diet for a week and I'm going to rest because I was feeling like I might get a little bit sick. And I anyway.
Oh my God. Did you like swell up to a whole 142 pounds?
No, I got up to 149 pounds.
Oh my God.
So then in like 3 days, it's amazing how quickly I gain weight. It's amazing.
It's well, water weight.
But then the next day I was back down to 142, but it's beside the point. Anyway.
So you lost 7 pounds overnight. Now, if you can tell us how you lost 7 pounds overnight, that is something that we can make some money
off. Well, I worked out the next day and I didn't eat as much, but regardless.
Oh, it's, see, I can already see the marketing here. It's Adam Burns' 7-pound workout.
Well, hey, Matt Korean or whatever his last name is from Cocktails and Cream Pies just put a post on Facebook yesterday or today saying that he sometimes will jump, but he will like fluctuate as much as 7 pounds in a day because he was stating he really shouldn't be weighing every day, but he does. And he said, how the hell do I sometimes, you know, does it range 7 pounds? So other people have had fluctuations of 7 pounds. I'm just saying it's possible to happen. So
I punch you in your face.
So I know. So all right. Can I ask you? Wait. Can I ask you this, Adam? Oh, you need to finish your story. Go ahead and finish your story.
So I go to Wendy's the other day. I like Wendy's, but I just want to say, first of all, the Wendy's in Bumfuck, Arkansas is way too far away from my apartment. By the time I get home, everything is cold and I don't want to eat there. That's my first complaint. But I'm in a hurry because I'm always in a hurry, and I get to the Wendy's and there's a line all the way around the building. So I thought, I'll just go in. So I go in and there's like 10 people in line. There's one person at the cash register. I was so pissed off. I'm like, God, there's like one person serving the people outside, the people inside, like everybody. I get up there to place my order like 10, 15 minutes later because they're going so slow. And I wanted a chicken club. And I say, I want a chicken club. And she's like, do you want the Asiago Ranch? And I'm like, no, I want the plain chicken club that you guys have. You know what? Wendy's just changed their menu. I mean, completely. They don't use the same meat anymore.
How dare they?
They went through a complete menu redesign. They don't have a double, the Texas double stack or the double stack thingy. They don't have the double junior bacon cheeseburger. They don't have the regular club anymore. They changed the beef on their burgers.
I really like Wendy's because I have no idea what
I've never heard of any of these things.
They did all of this stuff. They completely wrecked my, you don't understand. When I go to restaurants, I have things that I like.
All right.
Very predictable.
Let me ask you this. Do we have the capability of dialing out to a number here? I mean, we're on Google Hangouts, so we can't dial out to a phone, can we?
No.
Because I would be happy to get Wendy's corporate on the phone right now and lodge your complaint.
I'm going to write them. I'm going to contact Mr. West Stone.
I know. You should get Dr. Stone to coach you on how to write an angry letter.
I'm going
to
ask him. Yeah, I'm going to ask him for tips on how to – because – no, so you didn't let me finish. So then –
oh,
I get
my
food, and this is going to be a very small thing to people. And I know at this point people are thinking, man, Adam is really picky and he's just having his period. But I get my food, and for the love of God, now they're putting their burgers in a little cardboard carton thing that doesn't close. It's like half of a carton that they like shove the sandwich down in, and half the sandwich is sticking out. Well, at the beginning of the story, you remember me saying that it's like a 15-minute trek to get to Wendy's.
Right. Well, it's as long to get to Wendy's as it was to go back to the beginning of this story.
Well, we have not even gone 15 minutes, so whatever. And this was the only story that I put in my life section this week.
Okay.
So anyway, so because they don't cover the whole sandwich, by the time I got home, half of it was dried out and cold.
Aww. You poor thing. You know, if only you had two arms, then you could eat while driving.
No, you can't eat while driving. You have to.
Oh, I beg to differ.
And put it on a plate and sit down like a so civilized. No, I mean you can, but if you're traveling, but I'm at home, so I should be able to bring it home and eat.
Daniel, we're barbarians because
I know.
Well, no,
we are.
I had a baked potato with it. It's very hard to fix your baked potato and all that and eat it in the car.
I can do it.
Well, I'm sure, but it's not an enjoyable experience, okay? And this all goes back to my frustration that we don't have fast food places that I like here.
See, here's the problem is you have the brain of a skinny person. It's like for fat people like me, it's like, no, I could eat that in the car. Hell yeah, I'm not going to wait till I get home. I just bought me a hamburger. I just bought a fucking hamburger. I'm going to eat it right now. That's what I want.
But don't you think a cardboard, half of a cardboard carton thing for a sandwich is a stupid idea? They need to wrap the entire thing to keep it warm and fresh.
I see. I don't go to fast food places. And this is why I don't go to fast food places. Not because I'm hoity-toity or anything. It's because the prices have gotten so insane lately that for the same money, I can go to a restaurant and have someone bring me food.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's not right, I can tell them to take it back. So it's like, really, honestly, to pay $8 for a hamburger at a fast food place is just insane.
Well, it was a chicken sandwich, and I didn't pay $8. But...
And that's the other thing. That's the other thing. Why is chicken more expensive than beef?
And then I decided...
If you go to the grocery store, chicken is like half the cost of beef. But if you go to a fast food restaurant, a chicken sandwich is twice the cost of a hamburger.
I have no clue. But I just wanted to jump over the counter because I used to work at Wendy's and I was so mad at those people. And then I decided to go to Steak and Shake tonight and they just take a really long time.
And oh, yeah. Steak and Shake. Yeah. Steak and Shake takes forever.
I think they must kill the cow every time somebody goes up there. They must go out and slaughter the damn thing.
No, what it is after every order, the employees all go in the back and smoke a joint or something.
I guess. Well, that was my story. You know, people love my life story. So I'm sure people are getting a real tickle. Or whatever you want to say out of that story right now.
All right. Well, because we have a special guest here. Nessa, why don't you tell us what's been going on in your life this week?
not too much, actually. Just kind of readjusting myself to go back to work. Because I usually get up at 4 a.m. and being in Vegas and staying up.
Oh, my God. You get up at 4:00?
Most of the time, yeah.
What time do you have to be at work?
6.
Oh, my God.
Daniel,
that's just wrong.
Daniel, I like it.
Daniel normally goes to bed about 4.
I know. I go to bed at 6.
I remember nights that it would be 6:00 in the Eastern time, and I'd be like, Daniel, how are you still alive? it's only 3 here, and I'm ready to die.
I go to bed at 6 a.m. and I wake up at usually about 2:30. That is how I prefer it.
Hey, I go to work at 6 a.m. and get off at 2:30.
Well, there you go. See, so while you're at work, see, that's what it is, Nessa. We share a brain, so I have to be asleep for you to function.
Well, I did change my schedule this week because the place where I work requires you to work 45 hours a week instead of 40.
Yes.
And you'd be amazed how one extra hour a day will just make you feel like you live at work. And I don't enjoy getting up early. And so I said from the beginning, I'm going to come in at 8. That's as early as I can possibly get here. And I'll just work till 6. But working till 6:00 makes me feel like I have for some reason, that one extra hour in the evening makes me feel like I have like no time. So
I've felt that way this week because I've been up here at a client's office, so I've been having to show up at work at 9 a.m. every day. But yeah, I felt that because I've been on a hunt for flip-flops in Connecticut because I forgot to bring mine.
Did you find some?
Finally, I found some on Wednesday, but they didn't have them at Walmart. They didn't have them at Target. They didn't have them at Sports Authority. Where else did I go that they didn't have them? And they all look at you and say the most, they all say the exact same thing, but they say it in the snottiest possible way. They look at you when you ask and they go, no, those are out of season. I'm from Florida. We're never out of season on flip-flops.
I could have found them and shipped them to you faster than you found them.
I did. I talked to Robert and I was like, you know what? It's going to be cheaper for you just to ship me the pair I left. But Lurie Dean to the rescue, we found some shoe store during lunch on Wednesday that we went in and got me a pair of flip-flops. On sale, even.
I mean, were you having a flip-flop emergency? Why did you need flip-flops?
Oh, this is so boring to everyone, but basically I'm in a non-smoking hotel. And in order for me to smoke, I have to go outside. And because it's a big hotel, you know, it's not like a Residence Inn or something where there's lots of exits. I have to go out, you know, so I have to go down the hallway, downstairs to get outside. Well, when I get back into my hotel room in the evening, I usually take my shoes off. So I just didn't want to have to keep putting back on my shoes and tying my shoes in order to go downstairs and smoke. I just wanted to slip on some flip-flops and go downstairs, smoke, come back up. So that was it. It was for my own comfort.
It was a necessity.
It was a necessity.
I'm glad you explained that because I was thinking, that is a stretch. I have to smoke, so I need flip-flops.
Yes,
I'm like,
exactly.
What?
We should play a game like that one day, like word association. Why isn't I need to smoke? Therefore, I need flip-flops. And then you can make up the story for how it is. All right, so I'm getting all out of place here. Adam, I'm gonna offer to do this for you, Adam, because you know I love you. I will be happy to get people to show up in a Google Hangout to watch you get naked and compliment you on it. I'm sure I could just, post that on Google+ or maybe on the Twitters or something. I'm sure I will have lots of people that would be absolutely just head over heels to go into a hangout and watch you disrobe and would just bathe you in compliments.
I'm going to let you know a little secret about me. You see, I have this self-esteem issue, and I know no one knew.
All right, let's stop. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Not a secret. All right. So
I know that's.
Moving
I know that's,
on. No, I. We have other things to talk about.
I was just gonna say it's kind of like an alcoholic, right? Mm-hmm. So they start out just drinking like normal people, and then eventually, over time, it takes more and more and more. Right? Yeah. Right. They can't feel their face. But it takes more and more and more to make them feel the way that they want to feel. Well, the self-esteem thing works the same way. See, I used to a long time ago, just getting on cam for free with someone, you know, would make me feel good about myself for a few days, you know, or whatever. Now it's to the point where, you know, I don't feel like I'm really looking hot unless someone's willing to pay something because I'm on this site.
So, you know what? See, this is why I know everyone thinks that I'm an asshole for interrupting you all the time on these stories. But in all honesty, it's painful to listen to because you're not, you know, in any way, shape, or form, ugly. And so for those of us that hear you constantly go on about how low your self-esteem is and everything, it's really annoying because it's like you have no fucking reason to have low self-esteem. And therefore, when you talk about it, it pisses people off. And I know this because I'm one of the people that pisses off.
I have never once said that I thought that I was ugly. I have said that I have low self-esteem. There is a complete difference between those two things.
Nessa?
No, there is.
Thank
no
you. Thank you.
Low self-esteem is a psychological issue that some people have.
You're talking to the queen of low self-esteem. And I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with you.
The hottest person in the world could have low self-esteem. It's a psychological thing. Just like people who are anorexic think that they're fat, they look in the mirror and they think that they look like they're fat. So, you know. But anyway, we can move on. So other than the flip-flops, did you have anything else about your trip? Because you said you had some kind of rant.
We've ranted enough on the show. I just wanted to say that when I first got here, they had me in an economy car at the rental place.
Oh, how dare they?
Oh, no, that was fine. But I had looked on the website ahead of time, and I saw that they had the Ford Focuses. And I have been really looking at the Ford Focuses lately. Because when I get my next car, I think that's what I'm going to get. Because I really like that Microsoft Sync thing that they had, but I wanted to play with it. So when I got to the rental car play, I asked them how much it would be to upgrade to the Ford Focus. And it was $3 a day. So I paid the $3 a day. So now I am sporting around in a 2012 Ford Focus with Microsoft Sync. And I got to say that it is so awesome. I love this thing to death. It's like it.
Chevrolet Red.
It is so much better than the Chevrolet Red. It literally drives by Chevrolet Reds and sticks its tongue out at them. That's how awesome this car is. Because, and it's not so much the car. I mean, the car is nice. The car drives really nice. It's got a lot of pep. It's a really sweet little car. This is the sports edition that I rented. But the Microsoft Sync is pretty damn amazing. It, you know, pairs up with your phone on Bluetooth and also with your iPod on USB. So everything is voice command. So you can just basically say, you know, artist, Dashboard Confessional, and it'll just go find it on your iPod and start playing it.
Do you really listen to Dashboard Confessional?
I do. You know, that's why we're going to listen to on our Weepy cast. Because we're all emo and shit.
Oh, yeah. Cut ourselves while we cry.
That's right. It's Dashboard Confessional. But no, it's really awesome. And here's the other cool thing that kind of caught me off guard. It reads your text messages and lets you reply.
Wow.
So it's like I was driving down the road and I was listening to some music and all of a sudden the little Ford lady like interrupts me and goes like, incoming text message. And she like read me the text message and she's like asked if I wanted to reply. So I was like, I'm replying from the car, which is like the dumbest thing to say. But that's what it texted back to the person. So it was pretty awesome.
Well, now there's nothing wrong with Ford Focuses. For some reason, I want to say Ford Foci or something. I don't know.
Right.
I don't like the plural Focuses for some reason. But don't they? The Sync technology is in other vehicles that Ford makes,
it's,
correct?
Yeah, it's only on Ford. But I like small cars. I mean, I drive a Scion XA right now, which is a very small car. And before that, I drove a Miata. So I don't like big cars. I like little tiny. It's the fat guy in me because, you know, it's funny. You know what? There's like this thing in psychology that they taught us in class. It's like you can look at a parking lot and you can guess the approximate weight of the driver of the car based on how they park their car. Because fat people will park in a much tighter parking spot than skinny people will because I'm serious because their worldview, they're used to having to squeeze through doors or they're used to having less space on either side of them, whereas skinny people are used to having a lot more space and they don't think that they can fit their car into that spot.
Well, I'm a small car person too.
Well, that's because you're so fat. Anyway, so...
I was going to say, so that proves my point. I am fat.
Right. Yes, you are. You're enormous. I can't believe that you even fit in the abandoned Platinum Lounge at the Luxor Hotel.
So I said, screw it tonight. And I got a Frisco Melt and two Shooters from Steak and Shake and a bag of Lay's chips and a Bounty like coconut candy bar thing.
Oh my God. See, this is why it freaks me out so much. You and I are so much alike. That is pretty much what I would get also. I love the Frisco Melt at Steak and Shake.
I do, but their fries are so small that they're always cold by the time I get home.
I know. So I never get their fries.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, it's like we were abandoned at birth and we were twins.
I know.
And
it was like we were twins abandoned at birth, but only 14 years apart.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, so we're going to start having, not every week. Actually, I want to run two things past you, and I'm just going to do it on the show.
What about Nessa?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe she doesn't want to talk about technology, but go ahead, run them past me. I'm ready.
So the two things I want to run past you for ideas for the show, this is not our next segment. This is segments,
okay?
So two ideas for the show. First of all, people like Alden and everything, but I thought, I like us having segments because it kind of breaks things up and we have different things that we talk about. And, you know, everybody that has different interests can kind of have at least a 10-minute block of something that they find interesting, right?
Right.
So I thought instead of just occasionally, you know, if we have something technology that we would, that would be a technology segment. Not every week because there's not always something every week, but we would actually have a segment with a little song or whatever, you know. Or a little robotic voice that says technology.
Oh, so do you have production numbers for your tech segment that you have here in the notes?
I don't tonight, but I'm just running.
Well, then let's do the tech segment next week when we don't have Nessa here. Because honestly, one of the things you have on the tech list I haven't looked at yet, and I would like to look at it. So I will look at it this week.
Plus, I'm pretty, and it'll sound like you're speaking Chinese to me. So
I was really excited about it too because I've been playing with it, and it's okay. Well, we can wait, but
I know you've been playing with it, and no one will come into your room and pay for it.
Oh, God. Okay, so tech segment, and I think you're okay with that. Nessa, you think,
I know
Nessa, you just said that you're not smart about that sort of thing, so you'll probably fast forward through that. But do you think that's an okay idea?
I would listen to it. Okay. I'm one of your three slow listeners.
Aww, so.
It would just be a little, 5-10 minute segment. We only have an hour show, so I mean, the other idea I had was for bringing Alden back occasionally, and just tell me what you think about this. There's another show that I listen to, and I'm totally stealing this from them, but it's okay. Lots of shows do this. Because he has a particular expertise now,
yes.
What I thought is we could have a fitness segment with Alden. So if he agrees to it, that is. And he comes on and gives us tips.
Okay.
I mean, if he agrees to that. I think people would find that interesting.
I agree.
There you go.
I was going to say silence, man.
I was waiting for Nessa to throw out her Hollywood Squares line, because that's, she was like a contestant on the Hollywood Squares. She was like, I agree. Circle takes a square.
Anyway, of course, he would have to agree to that, and that might involve him actually preparing something to talk about, but it would only be a short 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, Alden is notoriously unprepared. Well, did you not listen to the original Dubious Intent? It was like herding cats to try to get him to say anything.
Well, and because we have millions of listeners, he might gain some clients.
Oh, now we're up to millions. Wait, how did we? This is like that weight gain thing. How did we go from three listeners to millions?
Hey,
wait. No, I get it. We'll probably lose them all overnight. Just like that 7 pounds.
I can't go into the science on it because Nessa's on the show and I don't want to confuse her.
Oh, that's mean.
I only said that because she said she was slow.
No, I said I was slow about the technology. Yeah, right. Science, no, go for it.
Science. You know, Nessa has a doctorate in astrophysics. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Really?
Now, don't you feel silly?
Well, all those astrophysics questions I've had all my life, and I didn't know I could ask Nessa.
That's right. You could. Go ahead. Ask Nessa any astrophysics question.
Well, I had them written down on another notebook that's not here right now.
something simple. Like, Nessa, what would be the minimum sustained velocity that a 2-ton rocket would need to break the atmospheric pull of the Earth?
The minimum velocity?
Yes.
Of a 2-ton rocket?
Yes. Look, she's doing the math in her head.
I'm trying to. I'm a little rusty. I don't use my astrophysicist stuff.
Wait. You don't use your astrophysicist stuff?
I wasn't an English scholar, all right?
I can't feel my rocket.
It's a velocity of 15.0 milliseconds with 1.5 t plus 2.
Pi. Throw pi in there somewhere.
3.14. All the way to the 15th decimal.
There you go. Oh, if I had the sound effects, I would so play the ding, ding, ding. You are correct. See? Ask an astrophysicist. Hey, all right, I've got a couple of things that I wanted to say, Adam, that I did not put here on the list. I am going to be meeting two podcast listeners on Sunday.
Scandalous.
No, not scandalous. I'm going to be meeting Kevin, drum major Kevin, and Brian in Danbury, because they are in the Connecticut. So they're not here in Hartford, but they are coming up to Hartford and having a lovely lunch / Oktoberfest beer thing on Sunday afternoon up here with me. So that'll be cool.
I feel like I should know who they are, but I have no idea who they are.
He's a drum major Kevin on Twitter. Okay. I believe he's Kevin H on Google+. And then Brian in Danbury, who I believe is a...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know who they are. Okay.
Yes. So I will be meeting them on Sunday, and possibly Lurie Dean will be meeting them as well. We don't know yet whether Lurie Dean's going to go.
I don't know who those people are either, but I'm sure they are fabulous, wonderful people.
Oh, whatever.
And I'm sure I would love to get to know them.
Yes, you would. Aren't you jealous that I'm going to go get to meet them?
I am. I'm very jealous.
It was so weird it being in a workplace again. You have to understand, I have not been in a workplace for 10 years. I've worked at home for 10 years. So I don't have coworkers. So this is like this weird experience this week of me being here at the client site, because people are kind of treating me like a coworker, and it's kind of weird. But I was asking about what there is to do around here, because I'm staying over the weekend because I don't leave until next Friday. So, and somebody said, oh, you know what you could do is you could drive to New Haven, which is only like 30 minutes away, and then you can take the train into New York. so into New York City. But you have to know, this is what they told me, you have to know where you're going to go once you get to Grand Central, because, you know, New York's a really big place, and it's not like you could just walk out and see things. And I almost told them, I was like, you know what, I could probably just tweet out that I'm going to be in New York, and there'd be like two people there to meet me at least to tell me where to go. But then I was like, no, then I would have to explain to them what podcasting is, what Twitter is.
Oh, I know.
How it is that I know people in other states.
How do you do that? Because when you try to, this hobby that we have, when you try to explain to people what you do, you know, they're mm-hmm. either they totally don't understand, or if they do understand, their eyes glaze over like, right. Wow, you sit there and like talk into a microphone for fun. Yay. It's like, but it's fun. Actually, I did. You know what? I met two different people on Grindr last week who were interested in podcasting and want to start their own shows and want my help with their equipment.
I'm sure you were more than willing to help them with their equipment.
I knew you were going there, and I did not. You know what? I just want to say that I have not had sex with anybody since I got back from Vegas. So there.
Aww.
But the list of men.
I know.
It wasn't.
It's called recovery.
It wasn't a long list.
See, I'm the exact opposite. It's like Robert and I barely saw each other in Vegas, so then when we got back home, we were making up for lost time.
I didn't get to introduce myself to Robert. Like, I saw him for like 2 seconds. Like, he was in the room, and I turned around to say something to him, and he was gone, and I never saw him again.
You mean the whole time you never talked to him at all?
I've talked to him on Skype. Him and I have been drunk and
right.
Daniel, and mm-hmm. yeah, I never saw him.
You guys have tweeted back and forth and everything, but no. He was being very antisocial during the whole trip.
He was social with me. I mean, we talked.
Right, but that's because you and I were together most of the time, like doing stuff. So.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So I have one other idea that I'm just going to toss out there, and it's not for this show, but I just want to toss it out there.
Oh, thank God. You know, because this show, you know what this show needs is less structure.
So, I like are you saying, wait, I didn't quite get that. Are you saying we have too much structure?
No, I'm just saying we're all over the road tonight.
We are. Oh, this particular episode. Well, that's not my fault. You told me to skip an entire segment and we're off kilter now. But another idea I had, because a lot of people know that I'm interested in video as well. And I was working on a video podcast to put out, and I'm still going to do that. But it involved like writing a script and having a teleprompter and all this stuff because I wanted it to be all professional. Well, what I thought was, in the meantime, until I get some time to do all that, on Pride 48, I thought I might go on and do, it would be audio and video, but a live show during the week where I give help to people on podcasting. So talk about, you know, levelating, or talk about noise removal, or talk about how to set up your mixer, or all that kind of stuff. And because a lot of the people on Pride 48 are podcasters, that some people might find that interesting.
I would be up for helping to do that.
Cool.
Because I know we're not, when we get to the contact section, we actually got an email from someone that brought up that very thing.
Well, because you and I are always getting questions, and
yes.
I thought I could do it as a video and like do some screen sharing and stuff as well, so that people could actually see what I'm doing. And
right.
So that I could show
Which,
things.
You know what? It's weird. Should we just tell everyone the secret? Usually when you write us a highly technical question about podcasting, we basically direct you to Big Fatty. Because
right.
he is, you know, he likes to pretend like he doesn't know how to use the computers, but no, the man's a whiz.
The only time that it's difficult is when people get new pieces of equipment that you and I have never seen, and they're like, they call us 5 minutes before their show, and they're like, how do I do this? And you're like, what's the make and model of that mixer? And you're like looking it up, and you're like, well, I don't have time to read the manual in 5 minutes, but anyway.
I know. And can we just say that, can we just say that without like sounding really, really bitchy? I am more than happy to help anybody do anything in podcasting that I possibly can. But honestly, people, when you give us 10 minutes because you've been banging your head up against the wall for 3 weeks, and then you decide at the last minute that we have to give you the answer in 10 minutes.
And
don't.
I love helping people. I mean, why would I want to do a show where I'm giving tech help if I didn't like doing it? I love it. But it's just like when there's so many different kinds and makes and models of different equipment that you can use for podcasting. There's no way that anyone could possibly know everything. And my advice would be, if you haven't bought a mixer yet, call one of us first.
Right. I'll cut you a really good deal on one that produces right. a big hum.
Anyway, so that was just my other idea. So I'm gonna set up the video studio, because I'm probably gonna start recording this show from the video studio that I have as well, because you and I may start doing some video at some point. So
right.
Who's paying who?
No, there will be no paying. I'm involved and no one will be paying for that.
It's not that sort of thing.
I meant to ask you, Adam, because this happened the day before I left to come up here. So we haven't talked about this on the show, but I did ask you on the phone if you had gotten something in the mail.
No, I didn't. I didn't get anything
you haven't.
In the mail.
Okay.
No.
I just wanted to say I got from the Fat Cave a card, a thank you card from the Pride 48 Vegas that most people sign, which I'm sure everyone wanted to sign it, but it was probably just a case of Fatty sneaking around trying to get people to sign it. But
No. Big Fatty gave them to me and
oh, so it was you.
And Kathy Bacon, and said, between the two of you, I'm sure you can get everybody to sign it. So I got most of them, and then towards the end, I said, all I need is Ramble Redhead to sign this, and I handed them to Kathy, and then I never saw them again.
Ah, well, I posted a picture of it on my Google Plus account, but thanks to everyone who did sign that. And I know several people said they didn't see it, and they didn't know what was happening, and they didn't get to sign it, and they would have. I thank you, everyone, for everything. That was really cool.
If they weren't at the wrap-up show, then...
That's right. Yeah, Big Ricky. Maybe next time you won't leave early.
Exactly.
Damn foul monkey.
Well, sure. Now I haven't checked the mail in a few days, but as of the last time I checked the mail, I didn't have anything, but I wasn't expecting anything, so
it's
You should
check your mail soon, because I know I sent you a delivery from cheaplubes.com, and it might go bad.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll check for that, because I do need some more lube. With all of the campaigning I've been doing, trying to get people to do shows with me.
I have a quarter, Adam. Would that make you feel better?
Absolutely.
The news.
Quarters always make me feel better.
Aw.
That's about all I get nowadays for a blowjob.
Okay. Oh, all right. You know what? I'm going to let Nessa field this first news story. So, Nessa, this is what you do. As he reads the news story, just act incredulous and say something insane about it. Because I'm sorry, I have to use the little boys' room right over there. So I'll be right back.
I don't know if I can extend a news story for long enough for that old man to use the bathroom.
Oh, but, get over yourself.
The procedure was supposed to be simple. Swap out a pair of leaking breast implants for a brand new set. But for Denora Rodriguez, a 40-year-old stay-at-home mom from Los Angeles, this simple cosmetic fix was the start of a plastic surgery nightmare. My breast looked really bad, she says. It looked like I had one big breast instead of two, and the pain was terrible. According to Dr. Anthony Yown, a board-certified plastic surgeon in Troy, Michigan, and an NBC Court contributor, Rodriguez's surgeon left her with a bad case of semastia. It's a uniboob, he says. It's where the implant pockets are connected in the middle, and they definitely shouldn't be. Normally, implants are placed under the breast itself or under the muscle behind the breast, each nestled in a separate pocket created by the plastic surgeon. If the pocket is mistakenly made too close to the middle of the chest, though, the implant can work its way through the small opening, migrating towards its twin until both implants are kissing.
Oh my God, I put my headphones back on right when I heard work its way towards the small opening. And I was like, what the hell are you reading?
Well, I have two issues with this story. One, she's a stay-at-home mom, so why the fuck does she need breast implants?
She's obviously on Flirt for free, and she's trying to get people to pay her. I mean...
I have not had anything more than 1 7-minute private show since I gave birth.
How come everybody who you mimic is an old man?
Because that's the only voice I know how to do.
Well, that was all of that story. I read the boob one with Nessa because she's a woman. So,
all right, wait, but she wasn't done. What were your other problem with it?
Sorry.
She's a stay-at-home mom.
She's a stay-at-home mom. And shit, I forgot the other one.
You were too busy working out astrophysics problems, weren't you?
I was. I'm still working on that velocity of the 2-ton mm-hmm. rocket. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm only to like the logarithm.
What about the sine, cosine, and tangent? Have you gotten to that?
Exactly. Some algebraic.
Do you know what? Do you know? It took me until I was 35 to realize that sine, cosine, and tangent are just extra buttons on a calculator that don't mean anything. It's like, who nobody uses that shit.
So in Dallas, Arch West, a retired Frito-Lay marketing executive credited with creating Doritos as the first national tortilla chip brand.
Don't you know me? I created Doritos, and I can destroy them too.
And in this case, that voice actually made sense. He has died.
Aww.
At the age of 97.
Aww. Did they make more?
I had some cool ranch Doritos today.
In memorial. In memorial.
And right. Yeah.
I poured some on the floor and said, "This is for my homie."
This is for your homie. So crumbled some chips on the floor.
You guys may have heard this story before, but a statement issued by the West family says he died Tuesday at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. A graveside service is scheduled for October 1st. Daughter Jana Hacker tells the Dallas Morning News the family plans on tossing Doritos chips in before they put the dirt over the urn.
Just to make sure that his corpse is completely picked of flesh by the ants, we're going to put some food down there.
Well, it says urn, so I assume he's going to be cremated. I was going to say maybe it was like, you remember back in the old, well, you don't remember because you're not that old, but back in the old days, they used to tie a string to the finger of the dead person and put it on a bell up above the ground so that if they were still alive, they would ring the bell and they could go dig them up.
Back in the old days.
Back when the plague was...
You know, I think you've confused me with Dr. Wes Stone, who might be very familiar with that ancient...
If they hadn't obviously cremated the man, maybe I was going to say that they were putting the Doritos in there so he could make noises to let them know that he wasn't actually dead.
Are they going to cremate the Doritos with him?
No, it says they're going to toss the Doritos on top of the urn before they cover it with dirt.
So they're burying the urn?
I guess so.
Oh, this is just, these people are weird. But for God's sakes, what was her name? Hacker?
Jana Hacker.
Jana Hacker. Who the fuck names her kid Jana Hacker?
I don't know. And then
I'm Jana Hacker.
I just have one more because this was stupid.
But wait, before you move on. Now this is the West family, right?
Yeah, I closed the story, so don't ask me any hard questions.
No, I was just, are they in any way, shape, or form related to Adam West, TV's Batman?
I don't know.
Is like he heir to the Dorito fortune?
It was his birthday last week.
Last week, yeah.
So in Florida somewhere.
You see, this is why you threw in three stories, because you had to get in a story about Florida, didn't you?
I don't understand. Sometimes they start stories kind of in the middle, and it's really confusing. So it says, the family that runs an Ocala ice cream shop said it never meant to offend anyone. Ocala, thank you. The ice cream family corner and sandwiches restaurant opened just 3 months ago at the busy intersection of South Pine Avenue. A worker came across an old ice cream costume in the back closet of the building and decided to have one of the employees wear the costume and stand on the street corner to advertise the business. Server Jasmine Gonzalez said they noticed business had dropped off severely 2 weeks later. Gonzalez said they soon learned rumors were flying around town, specifically on Facebook, that the ice cream cone costume resembled that of a Ku Klux Klan member. The family that runs the ice cream shop is from Puerto Rico and said it didn't even know what the Ku Klux Klan was until the controversy erupted.
I do not even know. We do not have those in Mexico.
Well, see, my whole point is I'm looking at the costume.
I don't know what that was. That was like Mario or something.
You know what? If you could mix that with an old man, it'd be perfect.
I do not even know.
Well, that sounds like Bobcat Goldthwait all of a sudden.
And I guess the only reason I find this story amusing is because I don't think it looks like a Klan costume. It looks like an ice cream cone to me.
Hey, you know what? Racists like ice cream too, okay?
Well, but I mean, it looks like an ice cream. I never would have thought KKK by looking at that costume. Ever.
Just not the chocolate ice cream.
I mean, it's even got sprinkles. How many clan members went around with sprinkles on top of their head?
You would be, yeah, the gay ones.
Nobody. Well, that's the end of the news, but I have... I don't know why that was funny that I just said that's the end of the news. Did you want
because
me to go?
The production value of this show has just gone in the toilet.
I told you, you moving recording time down an hour and recording over a USB headset was just fucking me up.
You know what? I could not bring equipment with me here to Connecticut.
I didn't have time to record anything.
Do you know how hard it is to pack for 14 days? I already had two suitcases full of stuff.
Anyway, I don't have sound. This really pains me because I don't have little theme songs for you to guess the birthdays, but I want to read them anyway.
Oh, you can put them in post.
I'm going to sing this one, though, because...
Ooh, don't wait. Don't you have a trumpet?
No, I'm not going to play it on the trumpet.
Yes,
it
you
would
are.
Take too long to...
Come on.
So,
come on.
Here we go. No, I'm going to sing it.
Come on.
The trumpet is in the car. I'm not running down the car.
So, put on your flip-flops and go get it.
That's right. Just put your flip-flops on. Go get it. Wait. He's not a smoker.
So I'm going to try this. The new boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs because it's understood.
Oh my God, is it Scott Baio's birthday?
It is. Charles in charge of our days. Okay, I can't sing and then talk at the same time like I play.
I would rather have that on the trumpet.
I know, that would have been so great on
I'm
the trumpet.
A good singer normally.
I didn't say anything bad about
maybe
your singing.
That,
I just sang
well,
it. Would have sounded awesome on the trumpet.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He turned 50.
Really? Yes. Little Scott Baio, little hunky Scott Baio is now 50.
He is. I can't sing this one. It's like, ba-ding, 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 or whatever. Jason Alexander from Seinfeld turned 52.
See, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Hey, can you do that again?
No. They can rewind if they want to hear it again.
Oh, I so wish that this was going out on video because Ness and I got to see you do that.
Yes.
So
you kind of like bopped your head around.
Oh, you did see me. I was thinking,
like,
what? I'm not seeing anybody. It's not fair. Y'all are seeing me and I'm not seeing you.
I am in a hotel room with barely enough bandwidth.
I wanted to see your flip flops.
I have barely enough bandwidth here to watch porn. Okay.
Okay. Here's the next.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Muppet Show!
It's time to make some music. It's time to something, something.
Yeah. I knew this because of Google.
Show tonight.
It was Jim Henson's birthday.
Right. He's dead, but I like to choose the dead ones. He would have been 75. Okay,
right.
Here's another one. Well... Let me go. Here's a... Well, how does it go? Damn it. Wait. I can get this.
Something.
God, how does this go? The playground is where I spent most of my days, chilling out, relaxing, in the neighborhood, till one day my auntie got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air," or something like that. I don't know how it goes.
Auntie got scared?
His mom got scared. I don't know. How does it go?
Is it
in West Philadelphia, born and raised in the playgrounds where I spent most of my days chilling out, relaxing, something. Anyway, Will.
All right, so it's Will.
All outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. My mom got scared. She said, "You move."
So basically you're saying it's the Fresh Prince's birthday.
Yeah, Will Smith turned 43.
He is a fine-looking man for 43.
I saw, you know what? I saw him recently. He looked very good. I saw him in person because he emceed for the Walmart's shareholders meeting this past summer.
You know who else is 43?
You?
Yes.
Really?
No, wait. I'm 44. Sorry.
And you could be twins with Will Smith.
I know. You know, Will Smith, we often get mistaken for each other.
If you were only black.
Daniel, you are a fine black man.
Yeah, I am. I like to... like that. I mean, those who are in Vegas know this for a fact, that I am, in fact, a fine black man.
And the last birthday is George...
Which explains why Stephen has a black man's booty. Because we're related.
But, the last birthday, I can't sing anything by this guy because they're like piano pieces and stuff. But George Gershwin...
Oh, come on, please. Can you sing a George Gershwin song?
It's Rhapsody in Blue is the one I thought of off the top of my head, and that's like a really complicated piano piece, and I can't...
dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun
dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
Craig Evigan was TV's BJ from BJ and the Bear.
Oh, I forgot to credit that Doritos story to Casey in Denver. He emailed me and gave me that story to read. So thank you, Casey.
Thank you, Casey. We know we met Casey in Vegas.
Yes, we did.
Adorable.
He didn't pull out his dick, though. I mean, I think
I saw it in his chonies. That was good enough for me. Shit.
I think every podcaster that he listens to has seen pictures of it, so I would just assume that.
I have not.
Aw, Casey, can you please?
It's big.
Can you please email Nessa a picture of your penis?
That's quite horrible.
Well, speaking of contact.
Yes. Oh, I love this song. 3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret.
Big guitar solo.
All I can hear is Daniel breathing.
3, 2, 1.
So,
see, we had some problems over here, is because it's really quiet for us because we had you turn the theme song down at the beginning of the show. So all Nessa can hear is me like sitting here singing, and that wasn't me breathing, Nessa. That was me singing along with the song, but not making like noise.
There was this guy at work today who entirely was not fat enough to be breathing as hard as he was. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, and this was in the bathroom, and he's like,
Now, are you sure that he was alone in the bathroom?
Yes, I'm sure, because this was, I could see him. He was not in a stall. He was like peeing, and then he goes up to wash his hands and breathing so hard, like it was such an effort. And I wanted to say, do you need a hover round or something? Why do you?
Hey, that's a sponsor on another show.
Well, he wasn't very big. I don't know why he was breathing so hard.
Maybe he's passing a kidney stone.
I don't know. I think he was kind of sweaty. You know those people that just sweat, you know?
Oh, my God. Maybe he had the bubonic plague or something. Maybe he's contagious. You shouldn't be near him.
Okay. So I have to admit, once again, because I know this show has been so structured and well thought out up until this point.
Whatever. I'm ready for the voicemail, because I'm sure after Alden was on here and scolded everyone for not calling us that we have a ton of voicemails.
Actually, you know what? We have like 5 voicemails.
Sweet.
I'm not kidding. I normally pre-record them and get rid of noise and all that.
No, fuck it. We want to hear them. We'll do it live, just like O'Reilly.
Do it live. Let me pull up Google Voice. Hold on one moment.
I bet 4 of them are Kathy Bacon telling you not to play them on the show.
So I hope none of these were played last week because I couldn't remember, but I think we only played Scotty last week.
Yeah, we only had one. Yeah, we only had one voicemail.
And
last week.
He did not call Google Voice, so none of this will be him.
Correct.
So here's the first one, and I'll turn it up a little bit so that you guys can hear it.
Well, I certainly hope I have the correct number. This is so confusing. If this is Dubious Intent Plus, please enjoy my voicemail. If not, please disregard. I'm terribly sorry for bothering you.
I thought you were going to say press 1.
Did you want me to pause it?
Yeah. He was like, if this is Dubious Intent Plus, I thought he was going to say, like, if this is Dubious Intent Plus, press 1. I can't talk all of a sudden. If this is Dubious Intent Plus, press 1. For the Espanol, press 2. It's Donna Sugars, everyone. Go ahead and finish playing.
All right.
Not only listen to your show, I feel horrible because I did not know that you had returned to Dubious Intent, and I'm loving it. I caught up on all the shows, and it's so funny listening to Adam's podcast and then having met him in real life. It somehow makes it more entertaining. Yes, it does. Well, I'm so glad I met you both.
Did you sleep with Donna Sugars also?
I can't. I can't give out the list of people that I slept with.
Was Donish, because she sounded really, you know, enthused that she had met you in person. Maybe you had. Can you turn the volume up on that channel like another a little bit? Because it's. But anyway, yes. So I think, oh my God, you and Donna Sugars had like 7 minutes of heaven.
I don't want to. It takes much longer than 7 minutes with me. Thank you. And I can't give out the list. You've already said that. So let's just keep going.
Fabulous. I'm so glad to have met you, Adam, in Vegas, and I can't wait until next year. The two of you are just so fabulous, because all the work you did for that event, I don't know how any of us could have survived without you. Well, just want to give a hello, because I know you hardly ever get voicemails. Kisses, darlings. Mwah. Bye.
Aw, thank you, Donna Sugars.
Yes, thank you. She was lovely, and he was lovely as well.
I know. I don't know why he was so down on himself in boy drag. I think Adam is adorable in boy drag. I'll just say that.
I agree. We're
quick as a square. We're quick as a square. Let's go for Paul Lynn for the block, please. Of course, sadly, Paul Lynn sounds like an old man. Well, back in my day.
Actually, my favorite on Hollywood Squares was always Bruce Valanche. But he was on the new version.
Yes, that was the new one. Not the one that Wes Stone would be familiar with Artie Goble.
So we got to move on along, boys, because we got a whole bunch. Girls and boys, because we got a whole bunch.
We're ready.
Wait, I think I have to hit play.
Yes.
Hello, Dubious Intent Boys. It was nice seeing you in Las Vegas. Adam, you're so cute and smart and talented, too. And Daniel, you're cute, too. Here's the thing, is that all the boys, we know that you're deeply devoted to your husband, and so gushing over you would get us nowhere.
Aww.
That's how that goes. And then the other thing that I wanted to say was, on your last show, you mentioned the email from Larry Q. Sledge, and
yes.
I played that back 3 times because, Daniel, I thought I heard you actually get choked up a little bit. So I know everyone says that you're an asshole, but I don't think so. Now I picture you like the Grinch. Your heart got 3 sizes larger that day. Thanks for the show, Casey and Denver.
Oh, thank you, Casey. And you're right, I did. When I was reading Larry's story about coming out, thanks to Pride 48, I did. I got a little choked up. And I don't, if you go back and listen to the wrap-up show from Vegas, it's posted over at the Pride 48 website, I got a little choked up there, too, I think, when I was thanking Adam for all his work. See, so I'm not an asshole. I just play one on a podcast.
You're a crybaby, obviously.
Clearly, I'm just a 5-year-old crybaby.
Who wears flip-flops.
So...
But there's a reason why I wear flip-flops. It's because I smoke. Right, go ahead.
So he could go get his trumpet out of his car.
I know, really.
Okay, here's the next one.
Play.
It's buffering.
Well, hello, boys. It's Donna Sugar.
Donna Sugars again.
I just listened to your new show.
Yes?
And what I have to say is X-nay on the two young boys A in my room they. Did I use that special language right?
Yes.
Girls, you know I don't know how to sew. How else do you think I made my outfit? I got them from China. Shh.
More importantly,
wait,
pause it. More importantly, why didn't we see John Ong and DeBell until Sunday? Because they were trapped in Donna Sugar's room, sewing her dresses for her.
I thought it might have been Keebler elves. I don't know. The ones that Wes brought with him.
Donna Sugar's trapped poor little John Ong and DeBell in that room.
You know, okay, I have to make a confession right now, because there was a brief moment because DeBell wasn't with him when he arrived. And so there was a brief moment where I thought, does he play both parts on that podcast? And I just didn't know.
That would be so awesome.
Because I thought, you know what? I've never met DeBell. I had never met either one of them, but I haven't listened to that show. And I thought, I wonder if he just does both voices. But anyway.
Yeah, he does.
Well, obviously not, because I saw DeBell actually do the live show.
No, that was a ventriloquism dummy.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Very lifelike.
Well, that's why DeBell wasn't at brunch the next morning. Anyway, go ahead.
I just just wanted to call because I did enjoy your show. It was very humorous, and oh goodness. I can't wait for the next one, and I'm so glad you gave us the actual number, because I was so confused. I had a team of scientists that were helping me to decipher your weird code. It was still taking them a while. So.
You should have asked Nessa.
Just wanted to send out my love. Kisses, darlings. Mwah. Check me out, BigSillyHomo.com.
Remember, all astrophysics questions go to Nessa.
Can I just, as an aside here, we use Google Voice, and Google has this lovely dictation that they
do. Yes,
and
it translates.
I just want to read a little bit. Well, hello, boy. If this is daughter, sorry, I just listened to your new show, and what I have to say is exit day on Tuesday, Wednesday, anyway. Anyway, they use it, but he said special language arise. I don't know if you know. I don't know how this all house. Do you think I need my house at? I thought that China, sheesh. Well, I just wanted to call because I did actually show it was as series. Sure, though. Good. I can't wait for the next what. I'm so glad you gave us the actual number because I was so confused. I had a team of scientists. I was helping
blah, blah,
me.
Blah.
No, I was helping me to Cyprus your beard. Cold, it was still taking a while. So, well, and then at the end it says, excellent hookup. I'm not lying.
Actually, I think that's really what he said at the end, though, didn't he? Didn't he say excellent hookup?
No, he said BigSillyHomo.com, I think.
Oh, well,
but at the end, it actually says excellent hookup. It says 2 p.m., excellent hookup.
You know what? I think we should just start that as a meme now. People should just, when you make a post on Google+, just end it with 2 p.m., excellent hookup.
Well, actually, I could start reading the Google transcripts for some of these.
No,
that would be funny. Okay.
That would
here's our next one. Thank you, Donna, for the second voicemail. And here's our next one.
Hi, this is Kathy Bacon. I was just calling for Alden. Is he there? Can I touch him?
No, no, he's not.
I was just calling to talk to Alden. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he's back on the show.
He's not there.
Which one did he replace first?
I just want to say, first of all, that was not nice.
At least she didn't start it off by saying, don't play this song.
Right. I don't know if you heard what she just said, but she said, which one is he replacing?
Oh, he's replacing me.
Oh, how dare she. Anyway.
Well, that's okay, Daniel, because you and I will be doing our...
That's right. Yeah, because I'm starting my 18th podcast, the Weepy Cast with Nessa.
Well, let's finish this one here. I don't know that she... I don't think she says don't play it on the show, but we'll see.
Your third co-host. Hello. Well, I just have to say that I am so glad that Daniel's husband is getting used to his bread that he's growing on his face. You have to see the Twitters, but you don't follow the Twitters, so you won't know that he tweeted he's getting used to the bread. I'm sure he meant beard. I'm sure he meant beard, but he put bread.
No, I'm...
I had to laugh. I love him. I just like...
Did you start putting bread on your face? And
I did.
It?
I did. We read this in a Cosmo that, you know, in like one of those, because we've been together for 8 years. So it's like I read in Cosmo is like one of those 10 things to spice up your love life. And it said, put bread on your face. So I did. And he was really, I'm using sourdough.
I'm writing this down.
Right. Sourdough. When I'm in a really kinky mood, I use rye.
Wow. And he ate it right off anyway.
I just love my enjoyed spending a few minutes visiting with him in Vegas. And all of you guys, you're just precious. So I have some ideas for next year.
Yes.
And it involves Adam. And it involves him getting those of us who may not appear as though we work out on a regular basis. It involves him just dragging us with him to the gym because it's a
right.
physiques of his own that intimidate those of us who don't appear as though we exercise on a regular basis to not want to go to the gyms. But if we were going with him, then we would not feel intimidated. So I would love to have gotten drug out of bed at 6 o'clock to go elliptical. Anyway, and I would have paid a small fee, you know, $5-$10. You know, he could make money getting us to the gym with him. And I'm sure maybe even some people who don't usually exercise would have gone. So now that I've taken over the show, I still don't know where Alden is. So
Alden is here.
Maybe next week, and I'll be back. All right. Goodbye, I gotta get back to work.
You know,
Alden is asleep.
I think she redeemed herself at the end.
Oh, look at you.
Watch your ass bounce on the elliptical.
Although,
that's why you drag her to the gym.
I do not have a physique that intimidates people. I just have to
yes,
say that.
Yes, it does.
You do.
But I appreciate the sentiment, and I would love to take anyone to the gym with me.
See, I think right next year before Pride 48 in Vegas, you can just start hosting a series of weekly Google Hangouts that you charge people for, and you can just take your rig to the gym, and you basically they'll take their
they can watch me work stuff. Out.
No, they'll be working because you can see them on Google Hangout, right? So they'll need to be at the gym working out, and you can see when they stop, and you can yell at them. It's like a new Susan Powder video or whatever, but it's interactive.
Well, it's like podcast Celebrity Fit Club.
That's right, exactly.
So I
and we can make up really sad music for people's sad stories, like
for their weigh-ins.
I started eating after Big Fatty wouldn't play my phone call, and it was just so hurtful.
You're gonna laugh at this, but when I need motivation to lose weight, I actually watch Biggest Loser. So
I thought you were gonna say Big Fatty.
No. I recently lost like 20, 25 pounds in the past like 3 or 4 months. And when I started working out really intensely and dieting and everything, I watched like 4 seasons of Biggest Loser.
That's wrong.
I do want to say something serious. I want to apologize to people if they think that I, how should I put this? I will stop talking about my appearance because...
Oh, thank God. Play the next call.
I just want to apologize if I have made anyone angry because of my own neuroses.
Adam.
Yes.
Just...
What?
Repeat after me.
What?
I am very attractive.
No, someone will cut this out and play it back.
No, I want you to repeat after me.
I am very attractive.
And that is the end of the story.
And is the rest of the story. And people like me, doggone it.
That's right.
Okay. Our last voicemail for this week. Wow, we got a lot.
I know. That's because Alden showed up. He got stuff done.
Don't say
or
it's because of...
Or he gave out the phone number instead of that logarithm.
Wait a minute. I'll let Nessie... Go ahead.
Instead of that logarithm, the...
Aww.
Math is hard.
By the way, how are you doing on that velocity problem?
Oh, there's no such thing as a 2-ton rocket, so...
Ah, there you go. She's got me there, yeah.
All right, here we go. Last one.
This is Mark in Canada. Thank you for mentioning my little show on your podcast. And just wanted to say thank you again for all of your hard work at Pride 48. It was a unique, very intense experience. Since I got back, I've been talking to the Faye driver, and... We sort of agreed that I think that first in-person Pride 48 is going to go down in at least our memories as sort of our Woodstock. You know, when you hear hippies talk about, you just had to be there. And
right.
Because it was the first time, it was unique, it was people meeting each other for the first time face-to-face who had never met each other before. And it was sort of, for me, it was like... stepping out of my brain and stepping into reality, or reality, anyway. It was kind of like my fantasy life coming to reality. I'm not making a whole lot of sense of it. Anyway, so thank you again for all your hard work, and take care, and I will chat with you later. Bye.
Well, thanks all for the call. Oh, whoa.
Wait, two things. Number one, that's Mark from Musings of a Tech Writer. Podcast from Canada. I just wanted to say that. That's number one. Number two, doesn't he kind of sound like Anthony Anselmo?
Yes.
Maybe, but I haven't listened to Anthony enough. Although I did get a personal invitation to Anthony's studio anytime that I want.
Oh, well, there you go. And apparently. Number three, if Pride 48 in person was Woodstock, does that make Nessa Mama Cass?
I don't want to die.
Just, Johnny, just don't eat the ham sandwich.
I won't.
I don't even know what to say to that. What I was going to say...
That would make Adam Karen Carpenter, so just give her the ham sandwich, and you'll both be saved.
Well, I don't. I was just gonna say that. That, you know, him saying that it was like Woodstock. I got a totally different meaning from that. as I would.
Well, yes, you would. Honed in on the word wood, I'm sure.
No, Woodstock. I mean, what happened at Woodstock? A bunch of people got naked and like had sex with like music playing, basically.
Which is kind of what happened at Pride 48.
Yes,
that's what I was going to say.
Happened at Pride 48.
So, you know, it's just like, I mean, everybody, I mean.
Next year, everyone bring flowers and put them in your hair. And tie-dye. We would like tie-dye shirts, please.
Well, I don't think we had any. Did we have any emails that you're aware of, Mr. Brewer?
I do. I have this email that came in from that Peter G. Excuse me. I was coughing. Anyway, so Peter writes, just heard your show from before Vegas where you and Adam were talking about the future of Pride 48. Hosting podcasts and having them centrally located for people to find. What a great idea. Would that also entail some of the more creative aspects of having a place for people to record to through Pride 48? I envy what you guys can do so very much. Every time I think about trying to do a show myself, I'm stymied by the technical aspects of recording, software, mixers, etc. I wish there was one place to not only learn how to do this, but to actually create them. Also, everything is so balkanized, and I'm not sure what he means by that, but it is very daunting to us mere mortals. Someone who was very generous to me and gave me a nice new mic, it took me 5 hours to figure out how to set up the mic stand. Anyway,
pretty.
I know, but Peter G is very pretty. Anyway, thanks for the great podcast, at Peter G. So this kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier about, you know, maybe creating a series of videos about podcasting, you know, like how to levelate, how to maybe noise gate, things like that, that we could, you know, put up on the Pride 48 site. So
just tune in to my new show, Peter. I will show you how to use your equipment.
And he'll do it naked.
I will show you how to use my equipment. We
right.
will learn how to use everybody's equipment together.
And all he needs is your credit card number and expiration date.
Call now. Great. It's only $6 a minute.
You know what? If he was single, he might be interested. Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2DI+, that is 2x2DI+, or some series of numbers, which I don't recall right now. Wait, 229-234-7587.
I'm so glad that you remembered, because I could not think of a way to work that in. So
you can also email me. I'm Daniel J. Brewer. He is adamburns.uk. Both of them end at gmail.com. You can also email Nessa. She's Nessa at Pride 48. Anyway, thank you, Nessa, for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We had fun. Next time, you should talk more.
Right.
Well, I was informed that I talk more than Daniel by Daniel, so I think it's a contest.
It is. It's a war, damn it. All right, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.